Everyone recognizes that people like point guards, goalies, and quarterbacks are all outstanding athletes in great physical shape. They are also in agreement that basketball, soccer, football, and other major athletic events are sports. But what are the minimum requirements to make a person an athlete? What makes a sport different from a game? How do you sort activities like chess and poker into sports and non-sports? We'll be exploring all these questions and more today. Gaining insight from people, as well as using dictionary definitions to determine the true meaning of the word sport.
I play golf, and occasionally my friends tell me that golf isn't even a sport. While golf is, in fact, a sport, and has been for years, there are certain activities that form a gray area in identifying a sport.
The word sport
is defined as an activity involving physical exertion and skill, in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. This literal definition should rule out examples given earlier, such as chess and poker, solving that mystery for us. But does it really? Chess, a supposed game in everyone's minds, has been ruled by the International Olympic Committee as a sport. As an exception, an activity which requires no physical exertion whatsoever has been called a sport. A seemingly straightforward question is giving anything but a straightforward answer. To add to the chaos, similar activities like backgammon and checkers are not recognized as sports by the same organization. Maybe observing definitions and committee decisions aren't the best way to answer this question. More than anything, real people's opinions on the answer to this very important question matters.
I asked a variety of people what constitutes a sport, and the answers were far from conclusive.
What makes a sport different from a game?
I feel like the difference between a sport and a game is that a game is something that you do for more of like a leisure activity, and a sport is something that like you actually like compete for and it matters.
I think a sport that is something that you spend more time with. Like you spend time practicing a sport and you won't necessarily spend time practicing a game.
I think sport is a more competitive activity that you usually participate in a team, yet a game is just for fun. Be by yourself or with a couple other people.
If nobody agrees on the true meaning of the word sport, and the definition of the word doesn't even affect the way sports and games are separated by an Olympic committee, then how can we locate the fine line between sports and activities or games? Well, unfortunately, there isn't a definite answer. Sometimes we must accept that a question has so many different and conflicting answers that there is no wrong or right. While my personal belief is that the lack of physical activity makes chess a game, a whole committee of experts disagrees with me. People making dictionaries are paid to do the best job they can, and so are the members of the Olympic Committee. Despite all of this, no clear solution to this problem has been presented. Two groups of paid professionals have majorly contradicted each other,
making this an almost unsolvable problem. It's possible, but unlikely,
that a clear solution will ever emerge from attempting to answer this question. I would like to thank the audience for listening to this podcast, as well as to the subjects of my interview. All sound effects and music in this podcast came from Sounds of Ben. My name's David Yaman. Thanks for listening.